Test group November 4th.
They probably don't even. I don't think those guys are.
We should have thought about this when we had the problem with Chief Joe.
Yeah. All right, how about we get going?
Was on top of it. Oh, goodness, Seattle.
Yeah, for hour, 20 minutes.
We've got an hour and a half to wrap up the next discussion.
No problem.
So the AFF, I was in division for the last, I guess there's a task group meeting.
You were lucky.
So I'm lucky, and here I am.
I'm not so lucky.
Tom, why don't you, you're the chair, right?
No.
We keep trying to make him the chair.
So Tammy's telling me the first thing we need to talk about, are there any coordination forms that need to get submitted?
FPE change forms.
FPE change forms for the
next year. Do you guys anticipate any proposed change forms for this FPP for 2011?
We're hoping some discussions on what we should modify the trap. We have a meeting.
Well, we'll get to that, but that won't necessarily change.
They're more like the new FPP change forms we did last year, the new protocols, the guidelines we have in the FPP, and we had those big changes and all that stuff. Is there stuff in there we want to change or that kind of stuff? And that's what we write the change form for.
In terms of things like trap operations, hours, that sort of thing?
Pickets in and out and that kind of stuff.
I guess it depends on the, I haven't looked at the data yet, I tend to shortly.
And
our sample size is way down from what it was the last couple of years. It keeps dropping, so we have some concerns about that. We'll have to get back to talking to the TAC people and see if we can do something to increase that. I wouldn't rule out.
No, I didn't. I had told them that they would probably, there might be something, but we haven't talked internally to come up with any new change forms yet.
Okay, they'll be due by December 20th, so we can get them into the final draft.
Yeah, it has, and then we have the afterwards too. Because you can have some change forms.
No.
It's a living document.
It's a living document.
For
the printed version, they better be in by December 20th.
We don't care about printed.
All right, well, in that case, I'm going to give up doing the damn thing. I know Gary had some concerns about the increased mortality and some of the causes of that.
I think you should talk to a harvest group.
Yeah, that would be good.
About test fisheries.
We've got several issues, actually.
Well, let's go through them.
One of them is our temperature criteria, and you guys are aware of that. The new permits say 70 degrees, above 70, there will be no handling of VSA listed fish. And that is the language in the permit.
And
the section 7 or section 10 permit. I talked with our Protected Resources Division folks yesterday and with our division chief today about that, and they're holding the line on that. It's 70 degrees. That, you know, you can say what you want in the fish passage plan, but the permit does say 70 and above that. So that's a.
Will that be at all?
I'm just carrying. I'm the messenger at this one, but that's what.
Will that be at all adult and juvenile facilities?
All adult and juvenile facilities. Yes.
We do have a valid permit through next year.
So Jeff, I'm just saying that the permit that went out this year.
If we don't sign that permit, we're still under our old permit next year.
Don't sign it.
Might want to be careful with that. But, yeah.
That's what Rob said.
Is that what Rob said? Yeah. Okay, well then that's fine. And that's. And I just want to make sure we're aware that that language is out there. And,
yeah, I realize that's there. But we do have some other. There are some other implications in terms of other projects.
Right.
Which is why we went for the modification. So we'll have to have some discussions.
Yeah, I think so.
So if they have permits. What about us at our facilities?
You're hanging. I mean, that's. I don't know. So that's not my. I let you have to deal with protected resources, but and the fish passage plan stay the way it is. I don't care about that as long as the permit is being observed, and that's up to you guys, really. You know, you can do what you want, but and the court can do what they want.
Last time I talked to him, he hasn't returned the phone calls recently. implied it's been resolved.
Well, I talked to him yesterday, and he's adamant that it's 70 degrees, and if somebody wants to prove otherwise, then he says put the data on the table. But might want to be careful with that, too, based on some of the pit tag analysis that we've done in the last few days. It doesn't look good for fish that were tagged at the AFF. We had like a 50% conversion rate to McNary Dam. Now I have questions about the data. I'm a little bit better. That doesn't make sense to me either, but we had a conversion rate for a tag fish in the trap from Bonneville to McNary of 81%. And this is a 70 degree thing. It's below 70. Above 70, it was 47, 48%. So
what year?
This year. So I'm, wait a minute, no, 09. Okay. 09.
That's what has over winter.
I just, you know, this is the sort of thing I just was handed as I walked out the door.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to check that out.
I don't really know. You know, my first question is, well, there are two different groups of fish. Yeah. Who turned off where? You know, who were they? I have no idea who they were. So
I looked at 09 and I seemed to find some conflicting blast location I saw. Just compared on a week-to-week basis during that summer period, and yes, it seems to be somewhat of an impact temperature, but I didn't think it was really, given sample sizes, was anything that I could hang my hat on.
Yeah, these sample sizes are good. I mean, we're talking 1,000 fish.
If they're comparing springs with August, that's apples and oranges.
Well, that's apples and oranges. I agree. They're different stocks, too. So I don't know what these groups are. That's what I said earlier. I don't know. So we've got to look into it.
The spring should have a much higher conversion rate than summer.
Right.
Falls.
Right.
I think that
well, I would do that, you know, for fish
that are way upstream.
That aren't tagged to the facility versus those that were tagged. When we did that, those that never went through the facility, the conversion rate was actually higher after 70 degrees than it was before. So that makes you kind of wonder about it. You know, it doesn't look good based on what I'm seeing. So that's just one side of it.
We've done an analysis.
Well, I think it's ongoing. The other issue that I wanted to talk a little bit about was the picket leads operation and the fence. We took the fence out this last year, and we went with the four lead operation. I know Ben Hausman's still concerned about that. The analysis and that issue was not resolved, as far as I'm concerned. And it seems to me that one way to do that would be to look at how that fence works and what the biases are with fish that are video tagged. We're not talking about doing that this year, so that would have to be put off till 2011, the way I see it. And because of that,
2012
or 12. Because or maybe even later, depending on when that's going to happen, it could be in 2013. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me then not, you know, based on what we've done this year, I would recommend leaving the system as it is. But I was thinking if we did have this adult radio tracking study, I would recommend looking at the fence in with radio tagged fish for a season to settle this issue. Because that, at least for the larger fish, which is the concern, you would have a good idea, because those are what we're tagging. Well, actually, we're tagging pretty good distribution of fish. You should be able to get an idea if there's a bias associated with that fence or not.
Dang, it seems pretty clear to me. I still haven't seen any holes in it. I'm still waiting.
The issue hasn't been resolved, and I'm not going to argue. It's just
the data's out there. If anybody else wants to do any analysis, it's all publicly available on Pegasus. I just can't figure out what analysis I could do that.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that there were biases associated with that test that you couldn't, they're irreconcilable with pit tags. But with radio tags, you could directly look at what was going on there. So
you could on a fish-by-fish basis.
Fish-by-fish basis.
Possibly. I don't know. Could you, with radio tags, determine which side of the ladder?
You would know where they went up, you know, if they went up or not. If they went on the right side, they're on the way up. If they're on the left side, they're going into the facility. And you would know if they delayed in that pool for a while, too. So, and it depends on how, I don't know if Chris Caudill, are you still on? No, he jumped on. Yards. Yeah, I wondered if there's, the question was, if is there a way to get finer resolution within the ladder of the behavior of radio tag fish, even to the point of one side of a pool versus the other side?
One side of the...
the ladder.
Of the ladder?
If you get like left and right side ladder, like going through left or right orifices.
That resolution at that scale is tough because signals will bleed over. So if, right. you know, the scale of, we're talking like 30 feet at the outside. So even if we tune the antennas way down, the tags almost always end up hitting on both.
Of course, if you pit tag those fish at the same time.
If you pit tag them,
and we'd have to have.
And if we could, you know, we could put in HD. The way to do that would be with HD pit antennas.
Well, I guess my point is that there's a way to, if there's a regional issue here, everybody's got a concern. Nobody's got, there's not a resolution from what I've heard. I've got the email string here, and I don't see, I didn't see Ben backing off. He's still concerned.
He's on the phone, too.
And so, to me, the way to resolve it is to do the study. I mean, that's what we do. You know, if we have an issue, we look at it. And I realize that that might be a year where there'd be fewer fish trapped, but...
Well, one question I have is, Jeff's done analysis. He's pretty solid by it. Ben has questions about analysis. You guys have a guy on staff who does analysis. Could Ben have that guy do it and then take... and then? Because it sounds like we have at least a year before we're going to have to make a decision on this fence. So we have a year to do an analysis. I think we could probably get that done somehow. I'm optimistic.
Is there inherent problems with the data that analysis
the question.
Would be...
Well, I'm saying Ben has questions. Yeah, Ben's got questions about Jeff's analysis.
Right.
It seems like, I know you guys have people, the Corps has a couple of smart people I think that could run an analysis. Could one of them possibly do an analysis?
Yeah, I got a napkin in here.
Yeah, I'll get you a pen.
I can find you a calculator.
We can find you a computer. If you guys want to do analysis and then come up with what you guys think, and then we can hash over the two analyses and figure out what the problem is, because I don't see us getting anywhere closer to saying, Jeff, here's what we want, and then us obviously playing somehow not connecting right. Because I don't think I want Jeff to keep doing analysis and playing the wrong rock approach, because that's just silly. If Ben knows exactly what he wants, could you guys just do your analysis?
If you can resolve it that way, that's fine.
I'm just trying to get this stone moving, because as much fun as it is to keep hitting my head against this rock, I would like it to go away.
Well, me too. And that's why I said it, you know, that the thought I had was, if you do the radio tracking study, you're going to know who went into the trap and who didn't. And this whole thing's about a bias.
Yeah.
It's the bias of what's going in versus what's not.
I just don't know if...
That seems to me to be a very clean way of resolving the issue.
Pit tags, I've already done it.
I'm just wondering, you'd have to pit tag, because, I mean, the main question was what was jacks. Because we seem to get a large portion, so we tag them all at jacks.
So we tag some jacks along with...
I just don't know if this question is that critical enough to tag a crap load of jacks, because that doesn't help us with much else other than answering this one question. If we're going to spend $1 million to do a radio tag study,
the question for now is to laugh at the wall, but
Jack,
I guess it could. They have the problems.
Unfortunately,
there's no list.
This is Chris. The question is, which direction do the fish go, and is there a bias of who goes into the AFF or not? You could do that with radio tags, but there's no real reason not to do it with just HD pit tags, or standard pit tags for that matter.
Right, but you'd have to tag the fish.
Of course, it would be more expensive for the full duplex, but HD pit antennas wouldn't be all that much to put in. And if you guys are if Chris is handling fish next year and HD pit tagging fish, it would mean releasing some of them downstream rather than back into the ladder. But we could put in those antennas this winter if that ladder comes down this year.
Maybe it comes down this year.
What I would rather not do is handle more fish. I mean, but I was
with the analysis of previously pit tagged fish returning from the ocean through the system, they're already tagged, already moving through, which is what Jeff's analysis was based on.
Right.
So I don't know how tagging fish, releasing them above on a bill, washing them going through is going to be any different than what's already been done.
Yeah.
And then, regardless of bias, you put all four pickup leads down and
I'm just trying to resolve the issue. I haven't spent any time looking at it, to tell you the truth, and I'm going to ask the Bonneville project to...
I think what was looked at was passage during picket lead operation.
And non-picket lead as well.
And non-picket lead as well.
There was no bias, no picket
during
leads
this, during the same time of day?
No, during different hours of the day. So we're sampling during the same hours of every day. But it seems hard for me to imagine that during 7 a.m., all the fish, all the jacks move towards one side and all the adults towards the other. And then at noon, they all do the opposite.
I don't think that's what your bias showed, though. That all the jacks went to one side versus all to the other. It was pretty...
Twice as many.
It wasn't too statistically strong.
Oh, yeah. So, even if
that was the case, how are you going to account for the bias at the sluice gate for behavior jumping into the flumes?
There is a bias there. There's a little bit of additional bias, but it's not as big a bias in the jacks.
Which way is
the stuff that's traveled through the switch gate there, and there are jacks. There's a higher percentage of jacks. It's a little bit higher. It's a few percentage points higher. If you go through the flumes, they go a little bit faster. So yes, there's a bias there. But the bias is twice. There's 38% during the data.
Compensate with your switch gate operator?
I guarantee you'll be accurate.
I guess I'm also.
So here's anything in these meetings? Here's the ladder. And here's the term.
What we know is that the center picket lead operation.
You guys want to get in on this conversation? Because it's pretty interesting.
It's not better for sampling. Our goal is to get what you guys need. Your sampling, so you can accomplish your goals as well as maximizing passage through that ladder.
Change the whole operations of the lab
and see what extent we can do it. And I don't like the idea of having all four picket leads down for and diverting all the fish into the trap as much as you do. I'd rather just minimize what our impacts are.
I sense that.
Completely agree.
So
what's the resolution?
I thought we were going to have that today. I thought this was supposed to be a small group of four or five people that was just going to kind of sit down and hash out ideas on how we can make changes to the AFF.
That's coming.
There was also a request a year ago, in light of your original analysis of different hours, comparing different hours, of being able to compare like hours to see if there really is a bias. Same time of day, different days when the trap's in operation or not in operation. And that has not been resolved.
That was the one issue.
Because it seemed a little rash to go pulling out those parallel leads based on 1 year's worth of data when we had higher jack counts than normal. And yet we still did that.
Well, we had twice as high jacks. I showed you that during those hours, we had twice as many jacks in the... on the AFF side of the ladder is the non-AFF side of the ladder. It was very pronounced.
It was pronounced to what?
Compared to during hours when the trap was not in operation.
Right, so you're comparing 4 sample hours to 20 non-sample hours.
Yeah.
That's not valid.
Well...
You can see quite clearly that there's a temporal thing.
I guess you could say that. Well, I guess your argument, in my mind, your argument is that 7 a.m. all the jacks move one side, the adults move the other side, and then at noon they move back. It doesn't make any sense to me.
But based on those lead values, you should compare as accurately as you can. So you should do the same length of sample time versus the same length of non-sample time. That's the best we can do because you guys sampled every day. And that was all we requested, to have that on the record to explain why those leads were pulled.
Well, I've done it during the hours when the sampling wasn't. And during hours when the sampling wasn't, they were identical. The percentage of the jacks using each side.
You're increasing your sample size by using 20 hours for one side of comparison and 4 for the other.
What's wrong with sample size?
It's not realistic. You're including 20 hours of non-sampling time, which is giving you a huge sample size and shrinking your error bars. and comparing that to 4 hours of sampling.
But during the 4 hours of sampling, as I recall, the numbers were roughly, during non-sampling, it was something like 38% using one side, 39% using the other. During the sampling hours, it was, the figures were something like 70% using the AFF side and 20 or so using the other.
Do this comparison with 4 hours of one, 4 hours of the other?
Well, the question is, what cars are you going to pick?
Don't pick them all.
Take the closest
four
as
you can,
as soon as the sampling stops, that's the
comparison
you can make.
Yeah, but then you have to have time. I mean, if you parse them into several different 4-hour groups, compare models, and the same result comes up, then...
Subset.
That's all it is.
I bet
some of the core could do this.
I could do it. It just still seems to me like a silly analysis. But if that's the one, I think I've already done it. But I guess I've just done it grouping 20. All I got to do is break that 20 hours into 4-hour blocks, I suppose.
Bonneville Project has their hand on the throttle of this thing. And put that thing back in or not, I think it's up to it's a simple analysis. Let's just get it done.
Okay, well,
that's all we wanted. There's just a good chance that it's not going to change the outcome of this. But the fact is, it was asked for a year ago, it was agreed to a year ago, and now we still don't have it.
Well, you guys have never come specifically exactly what it is you want. It's,
so
in my mind,
you have been in the room together.
To what?
I can't explain it more clearly.
I still think it's a useless analysis, but I'll go ahead and do it.
So, just to make clear, so we're going to do 4 hours if we can leave. Versus 4 hours of non-picketed leads. God forbid, do you have
4 hours?
That's my point. Which 4 hours do I pick? That's what I'm saying. I don't want to have an argument later about you picking the wrong 4 hours. Good God, I'm not having another meeting about this.
Ben, do you have any suggestion on the proper 4 hours?
Well, I would suggest the closest 4 hours to the period that you sample.
Yeah, suppose
we find out that... during these other 4 hours, we get the same distribution. We get a whole bunch of fish on the AFF
and
side.
And we stay out, and we have on the record an appropriate comparison to show why we removed them.
Because the results are still the same. You remove the bias by dropping all four picket leads, regardless of the hour of day.
You just said you didn't want to drop all four.
We're trying not to do that, Jeff.
That's the goal for fish protection.
To drop all four.
Yeah.
That's the point.
I agree, but we would rather not have
all those fish being shunted into the trap. So if we could get away from that with two leads and you said that earlier. If we can get away from that and not have a bias.
Well, I'd rather have something similar to what we did this summer, where the pulsing up and down. Although I've got some concerns about that. Just in terms of, not as many though. I took a look at the data this morning and I don't see any sign at all. There's a little bit of a jack bias but the number of jacks was so small this year it's hard to say much about it. It's kind of similar to what John was saying, is that the jacks do tend to move through that AFF a little bit faster, and so you do end up with a little bit higher percentage jacks in the flumes than you do otherwise. But it's such a small number this year, I really can't say much. And the big fish are a little bit slower. You end up with more fours this year, more of the two ocean fish.
This is an issue. I'm just trying to get past. I mean, there's a few issues here. One of them is mods to the facility. One of them is this issue, which I've heard the Bonneville Project say that they're ready to just put the parallel lead back in, open two, and be done with it. So, I mean, if you guys don't want to go down that route, then let's resolve it. And then there's a few other things here too, temperature and such. That may not be for this year. So that is an issue that people need to consider, because it is coming at you. If we need to have discussions at higher levels, then let's get going and get that out there. But so where are we at? Who's the chair of this
group? Well, it's been assigned to me, but
you're the chair. Okay. So where are we, chair?
Church.
Alright, so what we have is that QuickFic will do the analysis 4 hours and 4 hours.
Should I choose the 4 hours right after sampling stops, or because sampling is a variable target during the time of year? In the middle of summer, it's 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Is that what you guys want? I want this.
The next 4 hours.
The next 4 hours after you're done sampling?
I think if you did 7 to 11 one day sampling, then to go 11 to 3 that day for the comparison would be about the best we can do.
So the 4 hours right after sampling is completed.
I would think a better one might be to go, say, 7 to 11 and then you know, like 12 to 4, just because there may be some residual effects from having that ticket divider down. I'm just thinking offhand. I'm not sure. I had to think about it a little bit.
Is that okay?
So, Ben, would that make sense? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, some of it, we're getting down to common sense. I'm just saying, pick the closest one and make the reasonable sense instead of picking it in the middle of the night.
Common sense is not common.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
So, let's go. So, an hour delay and then 4 hours.
Okay, I'll take the hour after sampling stopped and then use the next
7-11 and 12.
4 hours.
Standard.
So we'll get that resolved, and I'll shoot it to the project. So
did you want to talk about increased mortality?
Yeah, well, that's the third topic, and that
is full of those today.
My concern there is really the valve 15 grading, and we're seeing the drain, I guess it is, and we're seeing higher mortality than we saw in the past. I know there's all kinds of reasons out there that may be causing fish to be substandard coming in. That's not my concern. I mean, it is, but it's not for this group. This group needs to resolve the issue of fish dying at Bonneville Dam. So you can take things out, say it's a Washington fishery, or it's the sea lions, or it's somebody doing something down there. But the reality is they're dying at Bonneville Dam. And that's for the Corps of Engineers. And is there something we can do to resolve that? I don't think we can do it, probably for next year. I don't think there's anything we can do. But I just want to say that what we saw this year was a lot higher mortality rate of fish on that. And it may not have anything to do with Cryptic. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, actually. I'm just saying
it's the Corps' fault.
If there's a way that thank you. If there's a way that we can start the ball rolling on resolving that issue, and I think the problem is, to me, and I spent a lot of time looking at that thing, is that those fish are dropping in at a location where they've got to make a decision to move upstream. They've got to figure out which way that is, like their orientation, and get out of there. And if they're in bad shape to start with, if they're half dead, that's not much we're ever going to do about that. But I'm not sure if that was the case for the fish you guys were seeing. You don't know because you saw them after they were been on there for quite a while. So, there were some gashes in some of them and some injuries, but they did get that far. They made a jump through a false weir. They've got some locomotion. They should be able to get out of there. And if they can't get out of there, then we have a situation that is not good for fish, at least not for some fish. And we need to resolve that. I want to get that idea out there. I want people to start thinking about it. If it means we need to make a large change to the facility, then we need to do that. Regionally, people need to start thinking about how we'll fund it. I realize that, but we can't keep having fish die on that drain. So, and I looked at the elevations there where the fish are coming out of the flumes, and we have our pipes, and they're dropping in. And I tried to figure, if we carry that out of the building and in towards the ladder, where it would hit, and we're going to hit the ladder several feet low. So that whole thing needs to be jacked up about grade lines and stuff need to be, that's an engineer's job, but it looked like certainly feet, we'd have to jack everything up to actually get fish to go back to the ladder or someplace further up the return ladder than that particular drain pool.
Let me be clear, these are the fish that don't go into the sample tank?
These are the fish that don't go into the sample tank. Right. Now, there's also the issue of the fish that are coming out of the wake-up tank, out of the Braille pool. They have to make that same decision. They hopefully are not groggy, but when they come out of there, and you're seeing some of your fish that have been tagged on that drain, too. Mm-hmm. So they're coming out, instead of making a left turn and getting out of there, they're getting swept into that drain grizzly and getting a pinch then. That's where they die. So that's another issue. And they've obviously had enough wherewithal to get through the opening and out of there, but they couldn't make the turn and get on out of that. That's a high velocity. I don't know what the velocity is in there. John, do you know?
Not off the top of my head.
Several feet per second.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
It's higher than the ladder is. Not in the slot, but certainly in the pool. pool. There's no, really, there's no refugia that I can see. It's just, you're into the grizzly, or you're going to go out of there. You've got to be moving to get out of there. So that's a design flaw, the way I see it. That's a bad design. And it doesn't help. I mean, you guys don't want fish. You don't need fish dying on your property. I would die in the pool someplace because they got chewed up by a seal, but not there. So I don't have a solution, but I see a problem that needs to be dealt with. And this committee should be about identifying those things and then trying to get them elevated.
I think from the false weirs down, we've got problems with the flumes themselves, and they're not watered up.
Right.
Those fish beat themselves up going down the flumes. The switch gate is a problem. It's antiquated. We need a new switch gate, something lightweight, faster. The anesthetic tank, Jeff's moving forward with that. And,
yeah, I'm hoping to do something different with that next year.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of issues that we need to identify. We would be good to get a 1, 2, 3, you know, list of items, that some of which could be fixed this year, some are going to be longer term, but if this group can agree on our issues that need to be resolved, and then, you know, I know the Corps of that money, unlimited fund is strapped. Some of this I see is just design flaws, and I don't know if that relates back to CRFM and the way things were built in the first place or not, or if we need to go after other funds for the users, you know, QuickFic and NOAA and whoever else is running these facilities. It's a regional issue. These are listed fish. We obviously need the work done as part of several biops. It needs to be done, but it needs to be done in a safe way as possible. I'm not willing to just credit the mortalities towards somebody's allowed take.
Is there any way to reduce those flows in that, the exit, the outside the rail pool there? Can anything be done about that?
You can pinch off the volume of water that goes down the valve 15 drain, but there's a fine line there of, you know, that water keep coming up. You need to make sure it's going down the drain. So
that's one thing that's always come to mind, and the other seemingly easy fix is move the exit from the braille pool, at least for the fish that are sampled.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'd love to see that happen. That's always seemed like one of the big problems of using the braille pool as a recovery.
Well, that's the pit tag idea, putting a detector on there.
Yeah.
That's my main concern about that.
Yeah.
The biomark guys called me a while back, and I wanted to know what my concern was. And I said, well, my main concern is that you're sticking something that's going to go out into, either sticks into the braille pool, which becomes a fish trap, or sticks out, and it's part of something for fish to hit as they come through there.
I didn't think that would fly, but I thought.
Well,
but I'd much rather see it moved.
Not against the idea, but the implementation. What he told me, it was going to be like 12 inches long or something like that.
And now they say they can't put it there anyway, so it's a moot point.
I still think they ought to be able to put a pipe in, just a pipe detector. You said it wouldn't be shielded properly, but I.
Well, there's a bar, a support bar that's too close for them to put it in. That's the problem.
Oh, something else.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not against the idea at all. It's just the implementation.
Yeah.
Does anybody like to see if the ones coming out of the rail school, would you guys have a condition on the ones that, is there any kind of patterns of the type? Were they more injured, better condition later in the
It was completely random.
So it's kind of random.
Yeah. In my mind, it had to have been something that was affecting all fish, which is why we saw a much greater mortality of fish we didn't sample versus the fish we did. So the total numbers went up. So there's something else going on in the facility or in the ladder.
Yeah.
That's causing that issue.
I don't know why it changed. Unless we have more substandard fish or something coming through, but. Like I said, I don't want to die in there.
Right.
I mean, they need to get through there. If they can get that far, they can get out. It's just a matter of having a more benign condition. Who's the governor?
Who's Fridays?
Good.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
I still don't know your bosses. I thought that's what he
was doing. Welcome back,
Bert. Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, we have this huge list
app for the FF, and I think it's time to dust it off again.
Well, Fred, I put together the first one.
Yeah, right, but since this became, since we started discussing about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, there's a list that I put out. I think I'll send it back out and update it, and we maybe can prioritize as far as funding.
I'm not sure these guys have
it. You know, there's an issue with funding.
Yeah, I know. But anything new, at least.
Hi, Ron. Can I call you back?
Okay.
No.
Way to go.
We got my new ringtone.
The wrong voice is highly appropriate.
I've missed that voice.
It was turned up loud.
So you said you wanted to hear what?
I forgot. I want to make sure these guys have a chance to put anything new on it, so we send it out and get it updated.
Yeah,
it's a wish list, goes to Santa Claus, and who knows what.
Lump of coal?
Yeah.
A request. I assume there'll be some sort of notes from this meeting, or maybe not.
That's a good
thing. Some sort of notes?
So, with those some sort of notes.
Been with meetings with Tammy before, haven't you?
I would find it very helpful, because I don't get out there enough to really remember all this stuff. If you could attach a couple of pictures that are at a scale large enough to show where all these things are, and arrows and things to kind of point where things are.
Yeah, we've got pictures.
I'll take it after Thanksgiving. I'll be out the pro. Hey, Ben?
Yeah, we're going to be out there. We're going to be out there for F-bomb, the next F-bomb.
Well, that's true, too.
Oh, we are?
The
17th. The 17th?
Oh, that's right.
Wait a minute. The 17th?
Yeah.
Isn't there a wall of fit or whatever?
Right. That's the next F-bomb, and then you guys
Oh, right, right, right.
So you can take an hour, and we can also run.
I've been gone for a while.
I think having pictures on a file, though, might be nice.
Well, there it is. It's on my calendar.
I'll be out there on Sunday, so I will take a bunch of pictures and include them with me.
Yeah,
thanks.
And then maybe point out what's
what.
I will.
Point out
the arrow to where the 15 grain
drain
is.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can't really see it.
Yeah.
It's where the water goes.
She'd blow
an
arrow, though.
Yeah.
Follow the suckies.
Follow the suckies.
Probably been 10 years since I've been doing all this
stuff. Oh, my God.
It has changed the way that these 2 years just keep pushing.
So the updated list will go out with pictures and the meeting minutes. I guess we have some things that are going on, like tank size is getting improved. Is there anything else for?
Well, I guess the question is, what needs to be done if we want? Jeff, are we still on trying to do the tank this coming winter?
I would like to tank,
and
if we can do anything else too, I don't know what's feasible. I'd like to. It just seems like something like moving the Braille exit there. It does not seem like it should be all that difficult.
Is it difficult? The way the Braille pool is configured, just turning it around will not work. It's going to have to be an engineering thing. And to go up, six more feet. I mean, maybe an operation of holding your fish in the Braille pool longer and letting them recover better. But
and they pretty much volitionally release much of the time.
Can we do something to, prioritizing them, rather than having just a list? Can we get some things that are sort of prioritized on there and really elevate those in our respective?
Well, I'd say you prioritize, and then does Jeff need to have a meeting with the guys to see what he can get done this winter? I'm just trying to figure out what needs to be done for us to get that.
Well, that would be nice. And then the other question for the core folks would be, what about getting together with just some engineers, some rough ideas, rough figures for a variety of modifications?
Well, that's another, actually.
So if we change flumes, roughly how much, just ballpark figures. I mean,
there's one Ed Meyer. He's the guru for that kind of stuff.
Right, and so we can have a rough idea of expense on modifications of the existing facility, and then
So you got two tiers, but I don't want to lose sight of these bigger issues. Slide them along.
Well, I think that list is slid on. It's been slid on, but it's got priority in.
Maybe it does.
We just need to update it and send in. Everybody can review and comment. and have another system.
We're at the end of this one, then. We need to have that in front of us for the next meeting.
Right.
Talk through that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if we actually have some funds and we want to get some work done, what do we have to do to get it done? And then, like John said, if we want something bigger, if we get some price tags on that, then we can start identifying potential areas for funding and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because that way we know how we've got to fund.
Yeah.
Because some of the stuff that we might get funding for, other stuff's like, that's just going to be a whole new level of.
Right.
I'm not real thrilled about just putting band-aids after band-aid on this.
Yeah, that's kind of one of my concerns is that, it seems like sampling tank, we're going to change the sampling tank that requires, is maybe the flume sampling tank interface may need to be changed, and maybe there's other things. And
there is some flume, there's some issues there with the flap and stuff like that.
I've got some people who are coming out for another purpose that construct tanks, and they're next on Veterans Day next week. I'm planning a meeting with them out there and talking to them about this. And I'd like to have Biomark put in pit tag detection in a number of places, but it's one of those things. I hate doing things piecemeal without an overall plan as to where we're going, because I'm afraid we're going to end up throwing money at something that a year or two later we could end up ripping out. I'd like to see some sort of plan of where we're going on this as soon as possible. And we do have funds in terms of this the Accords project. We have some funds. The pit tag stuff's about $60,000 to do all that, and I've got that budgeted. But we're not. And I got another $10,000 budgeted for a tank, just in the Accords project. And that's good for 10 years. We've got 10 years of funding. So there's some funding I can come up with for doing some of this stuff. If we can, I don't think we can do wholesale modifications, but I'd love to sit down and talk about smaller things we might be able to do with it.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, the aircraft.
And we need a regular, I think, probably some regular special service as we go through it, because it'll take a while for Jeff to get his new analysis done, which he's going to love, and get this list in front of everybody, and add on whatever we can in the process, and get it back to the group. And, I don't know how to get more money. I mean, I got to look up Corps and DPA on that. I mean, there's some buyout responsibilities there, but a lot of it's harvest. I recognize that. Well, every agency's part of that. So it's a sheer responsibility.
So can we schedule some time after the December FCOM meeting to reconvene the AFM task group and just have that? Throughout the winter,
talk about what we can do for next year with the little bit of money we have, and then talk about a longer term solution. Talk about the parallel lead and the resolution of that. Get that past us.
So let's plan on that.
And if there's any analyses on temperature, these are other things.
I'll try and do some more analysis on temperature.
Start coming up with some of the
appropriate
rationale there.
That's December 9th is the FPOM. So after FPOM, we'll have the AFF task group meeting and kind of just keep chipping away.
December 9th?
Yeah.
Because I know Stuart's tax group definitely wants to look at the tank because they're worried about size bias and that kind of stuff. So.
PAC was.
That's the resolution.
Ranked a new tank as a high priority item.
Of course, if we have a 70-degree restriction, tech's going to have to start thinking of some other way to manage other than the steelhead sample.
Yeah.
Because that's going to throw out really probably over half of our steelhead sample.
That's
possible.
That is reality. So we're going to have to raise that issue to the proper levels and get some discussion going.
It'll have some impact on our fall Chinook area by year, but steelhead are big impact.
I know. We've been down the road, and I told Rod, I said, well, this will be interesting.
Yeah.
And I talked to our manager today about it again.
I think part of it, too, is if we could get less impact on fish in the AFF, it becomes easier to justify. But I always look upon it as a question of, Is the information gained on the fish being sampled worth the cost of your impacting those fish by sampling? You may be able to make that case, but it becomes harder when you're diverting all the fish into there, and if you could show you have an impact on those fish.
Yeah, subsampling.
Yeah, so if we could come up with a better way and better sampling the fish we want and lessening our impact on others, I think it becomes easier to justify.
I'm going to ask Yard, all of our policy folks, to better on this, because they're finally going to get tired of this and somebody's going to say, okay, just fix it.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been saying for a long time. It's hard to get the policy people to act on anything.
Well, you know, Minto, we could just cut half of that and put it into here where we got a gazillion times more fish.
EPA would be
and do something absolutely real for a change instead of this.
But this
wonderland that Oregon is.
All right, I guess this wraps it up. It sounds like I'm hearing the shuffle and the commotion. Anything else to put on the table before we adjourn until the next FPOM, which is at Bonneville on the 17th, and then AFF meeting will be December 9th.
What was the agenda for AFF, Kevin?
That was it.
All right, well, thanks. Ciao.